Good morning. We're on, we're live. Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum. I hope you're all doing well today and having a good day. It's what is today? Wednesday. Wow, we're halfway through the week already. It goes by fast, right? I'm Greg Master, Agile Coach and Scrum Master. Hope you're all doing well. And here at 5 a.m. Master Scrum, we talk about Agile and Scrum topics in a practical and tactical manner and ideas and to help you generate business revenue, but at the same time, not stress out so you can go home at a decent time to have some fun with your family and friends and do other fun stuff too in your life. And also just do a little bit of fun. I got a little baseball here and have less stress, right? And this is episode 135, and we do a couple topics and a couple things just myself as an Agile coach. I build a lot of dashboards for where I work and every company I work at and how they have things implemented and the capabilities are different. And I really got on one of my customers' cases yesterday. Says, well, if you don't let me demo this, when this all blows up, you know, we can't move on unless we do demo. And I really, it's funny doing the demo. So I'm going to talk about two topics. I guess you got one of them is demoing. And the other one's cadence, because someone mentioned something, and that's another key thing. So I'm going to talk about the demo. I love demonstrations. I love, you know, there was a comment about, don't call it a demo, it's a review. Okay, it's a review. It's a review of the product. And actually, I love watching. I can build something. I build stuff all the time. But I build it just like a developer coding it. And you're in it and you understand it and everything. But until you see a customer use it and what's going on in their brain on how they want to use it and everything, you really don't know. And when so many teams are so intimidated by doing a review or a demonstration in front of the customer or the stakeholders, I'm like, just do it. You're gonna find so many new ways of displaying it and thoughts as you're watching people have troubles go through your software using your tools you're creating and go, wow, I can make that better. I know I can make that better and then make it more useful and more efficient and add value to the customer so they get their information quicker, faster, better. And I kind of enjoyed it where I actually got to do the demo because it was late yesterday. One of those times when you're there past 7 o'clock at night. And it was really good. It was a good chance to see what was going on. And as a developer or a coder or, you know, someone who builds product, I also coach. I coach, I build product, I scrum master, I do everything, right? Getting it out there and into the hands, it helps me as an agile coach see the benefit of it. So when I go coach people, I can definitely say from my perspective that watching people in a demo using my software inspires me to help other teams do the same and get the feeling that it's not so bad, right? And I'll be honest with you, I don't care. I'm fine with it not working. Actually, I would like to know when it doesn't work than when it does. So I want people to use the software. And it kind of makes me think, I just quoted something about AC Moore, how there's so much potential with AC Moore. It's a shame it's going under. And that they're selling all their stores. I know I could build a billion, gazillion pieces of product for them. And really, it's a great brand. It's a shame. Anyway, so back to the demo. So just demoing every sprint, what you do, getting that feedback loop, right? It's so important to the growth of the team. And I think it really gives energy to the team because they want to make the customer happy. They like it when it's like, yeah, I was watching one of those Santa Claus videos the other day where the Santa Claus give their toy to the kid. They got so much positive energy from the kid using something that they built. That's their joy, right? I think developers and teams and testers and all, they get more joy about watching people use their software than not, right? Just coding software and never knowing on the other side what your customer does, lose so much value to the team. you lose so much and people don't get it, right? There is an endorphin that goes off, that goes off when you see people use your stuff and buy your stuff and play with your stuff and use your software, that I think it's a disservice to the teams not to demo. And so many groups say, why am I demoing? Actually, you shouldn't demo. It really enforces you not doing a demo. And I agree, it's not a review. And in fact, enforces the idea that the customer operate your software. Let them operate it. It may hurt and cringe. Oh, it didn't work. Right? I see that too. But then when it works and it does, and they get feedback, it's, oh, I can make it better. So it's just something to think about. Just a demo. Really, really try to encourage your team. I'm telling you, have them demo it to you. If the, you know, here's it. I should just do that as another article. I could do another clip. Here comes another clip. If you're an Agile coach or Scrum Master and your team doesn't demo, ask them to demonstrate the software to you, or review, or let you operate the software. I mean, sometimes you can't. But if they haven't really done it, say, hey, let's demo. Get them into the demonstration perspective. How would I use the software as a customer, right? Or ask one of the tasks, the product owners, hey, can you run the software, right? How do you use it on the other side? Something, think, gotta change it up, right? Anyway, so that's what I wanted to talk about from a demonstration point of view or a review. It is really helpful. I love demonstrations, reviews. I love seeing people put their software out and be, hey, we did this. This is cool. You know, it's so key. It's so key to getting more acceleration on the curve, right? People don't get it. So the other one I want to talk about is cadence. And I commented on, somebody was asking about cadence the other day. And I'm a big cadence guy too. Because like I have people walk up to me, well, how many days left in the sprint? Well, let's figure this out, right? It's a 2-week sprint. It's always 2 weeks. It always ends on for the group I'm in right now, it's always on a Tuesday it ends, which is like yesterday. So when I show them the metrics and I build these boards and stuff like that, I said, well, what it should be like? Well, how many days are left? There's only 2 days left. And you got all this undone work. This is not good. I need analysis on that. No, you don't. You know, if you got 20% of your work still in open status and you have one day left in the sprint, like, I don't really do need to do some crazy analysis metric thing to give you an answer where you are. You're in trouble. Doesn't take rocket scientists. But anyway, it's you know, having the cadence, like I started doing those push-up things where every Sunday. I add another push-up to my thing, just having that cadence every Monday, just add an extra push-up. So it gives me that rhythm, right? So that every Monday, once you start doing it every week, and you want your cadence to get smaller and smaller, because the smaller it is, the more it's easy to remember. I do find it interesting how people ask me, how many days left in the sprint? I said, it's only a 2-week sprint. There's only 10 days, 2 out of 10 working days. You know, it's like having that cadence and that regular thing, like when things are, people should just know. I've had managers that would say, you know, when is sprint planning? It's every Tuesday, whatever, you know, whatever it was for the company. It's like, it's not the current one, but I had that before. Or it's like, well, it's every Monday or every other Monday, you know. And they wouldn't know, where should I go? I said, well, you should be in sprint planning to the manager so you can see what's getting worked by the teams. That would be really important, just to sit there and attend to find out what they're planning on working on, so you know where it's going on and where to ask questions throughout the week. And also the cadence as far as daily scrums, having the same time every day, you know, preferably where everybody can be there. Anybody ask what you're doing, people don't try to schedule meetings. Like if you have a cold corporation, you're doing enterprise transformation, it's nice saying, hey, you know, from 8 to 10 or whatever in the morning, those are all the daily scrums that are going across the company. Pretty much going to be in those meetings. So don't schedule a meeting for me. I jump from team to team just to see how things are going and keep an eye on stuff. People want to have those meetings. Like, dude, we're agile. We're transferring a company. Says the guy, I'm going to those, you know, or you know, we as agile coaches in our group, we have a separate day for our sprint planning and stuff, which is not on the same day as the rest of the teams. The reason being because we're coaching sprint planning sessions, retros, going through reviews, you know, like the current company I would do right now. Tuesday's the last day, Wednesday's the first day. So Tuesday is a bunch of retrospectives and reviews, right? And then Wednesday is sprint planning. So those 2 days, we don't schedule all the meetings during those 2 days because we're busy helping the teams get better. So anyway, with that, I'm gonna let it go. It is Wednesday, it's halfway through the week. Got the little ball, you know. I'm gonna bring a ball because you know what? It's gonna get cold out. Just to have something to hang around with. Just what do you got the ball? I'm gonna walk around. I gotta do experiment this week. People are starting to come back in the office. There was nobody in the office the past 2 days, but now they're starting to come back in and just carry that little ball around. So what's the ball for? Well, when you have a conversation, check this coaching thing. What's the ball for? Well, when you have a conversation, it says the idea is this is a talking stick. So one person talks at a time. And when we have the daily scrums or meetings or whatever, you know, you get the ball. So you get to talk. And it just makes them think whether or not they actually take the ball and do anything. That's not the point. The point is it gave me a coaching opportunity to share some information about what the ball's for. And that's the purpose of the ball. It's not actually to hold during the conversation. It's just to make them think, maybe I should listen more. Oh, maybe. What do you think? There you go. So it's just a conversation point to start the conversation. The cards, right? The three C's. Anyway, maybe I should do that. Coaching, conversation, commitment. I'm going to make my own three C's for coaching. Anyway, we're way off topic and I'm mumbling. And I don't want to do that because like in a daily scrum, we don't want to do that. So that, I'm going to sign off. I'm going to say, please like and subscribe. This is 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Ring the little bell so that you get notices when we put new content out. And I am putting more clips out there. Share a couple clips every day. And let us know what you think. Give us some comments and feedback, what you're doing. I did get a really nice compliment from one gentleman overseas who said he used the 5 a.m. Master Scrum, got a new job as a Scrum Master. So I'm like, dude, that's awesome. You know, I'm always happy to see people that benefit and move along in their career. So that's cool. With that, I'm going to say happy scrumming. Enjoy your day and keep up the fight. And if you know, need anybody to talk to, send me a message. All right, take care. Bye. Have a great day.